you're in a Starbucks, if you're in a McDonald's on the public Wi-Fi, that's when it is really so dangerous, because, you know, the person next to you, and I always say the Russian because they have such a bad reputation for Russians, but unfortunately the Russians are one of the main culprits as far as that's concerned. Mm. And if you're at an airport, the guy next to you, he can come in the back door.
Yeah.
You know, he can do the back door stuff. So it is really dangerous. It's a dangerous world out there. One statistic I love to quote is that the internet fraud has now overtaken the drug industry as far as dollars are concerned.
Mm.
You know, and that's...
So it's worth more nowadays.
Yeah. It's worth more than the drug industry. And I don't think the drug industry's gone down in dollars. I think they're still up there.
Well, I mean, on that point, actually, then, I mean, about the growth of that almost as an industry, fraud from data, a lot of people are predicting that the next 9/11 will actually be a data-caused situation, either communications being brought down or the use of private data to completely disrupt the communications networks.
I agree. I don't know if you're aware, but 2 years ago, when the Russians invaded Georgia, they actually shut down all the servers in Georgia.
Mm.
They shut. You know, they
so
hacked.
There could
in,
be no communication.
Right.
Or,
they hacked into all the servers or the government servers in Georgia.
Mm.
You know, closed them down, and then came across the border with their tanks. So there was no. That's why the Georgians were so disrupted. You know, in their defenses, they were completely thrown off guard. They had no communication. There was uncoordinated communication, etc., etc. So no, that is absolutely true.
Yeah.
Well, just imagine. It doesn't have to be a big deal. Just close down all the power plants.
Yeah.
No electricity. Everything comes to a stop.
Mm.
Everything comes to a stop. And the thing is, okay. Close down the computer center at British Airways. They can't fly. An airline today, when they lose their IT, cannot fly.
Yeah.
There's no way. This happened actually to Lufthansa a couple of, was it last year, I think. Their IT went down for like 6 hours. I mean, it's absolutely incredible today that they wouldn't have an immediate backup. And I don't know what happened. It's a very strange situation. But it did happen.
Mm.
The planes were grounded.
Yeah.
They couldn't take any reservations. Nothing.
Mm.
So absolutely, no, that is a real, real danger. Yeah.